You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You always won every time you placed the bet. You're still damn good. No one's gotten to you.
We will let you know as soon as we get an answer from the judge. But the hearing has been underway for about roughly 40 minutes involving CNN versus Donald J. Trump. They're seeking a temporary restraining order to reinstate Jim Acosta's press credentials in the White House. I will point out, occasionally in these lawsuits, we'll get back to the calls here in just a second about Garden City, Missouri. There are these things called Friends of the Court briefs. I believe they're called Friends of the Court, if I'm not mistaken. And what that is other people who have an interest or other groups that have an interest will file some comments. I will point out that a number of news outlets not named CNN did file Friend of the Court briefs today in support of Jim Acosta, including, and probably the strongest worded one,
do not tell me Fox News,
came from Fox News.
Wow. Damn.
That is correct. Fox News actually had the president of Fox News write their.
Do you know why?
And
I will.
Brief.
I will hand them. I will hand them credit for filing the amicus brief. Here's why: as a journalism organization, you all stand as one. Number one, his job is a protected job under the United States Constitution. If you don't agree with a free press, move to North Korea. Number two, Fox News would not want to stand alone if the Bill Clinton or Barack Obama administrators kicked out Fox News. Mm-hmm. They have to stand together on this. Because what if we get a Democrat in there in 2020? God knows, I hope we do. You wouldn't want to see the same thing happen to a Fox News reporter. And I wouldn't want to see that either.
I would not either.
You can't go kicking out journalists based on who's in office at the time.
And I would remind everybody, the Daily Caller became a member of the White House press pool in February of 2010. It was a month old. The Daily Caller is very conservative,
yeah.
Was founded by Tucker Carlson. And the Obama administration put them in the White House press corps, even put them in the rotating press pool. So we will let you know as soon as we hear something from this judge regarding this request from CNN that Jim Acosta's press credentials be at least temporarily returned. We're talking about Garden City, Missouri, which has dissolved its entire police department minus the police chief. It is a town of roughly 1,600 people. No explanation has been given whatsoever. But the city town of Garden City, Missouri, now has one cop. No explanation was given as to who patrols the city when the chief is not on duty. Would it be the sheriff's department in Cass County? We don't know. We've heard on the text line from many of you who live in Garden City, Missouri, who say you're furious and you don't know what's going on in your own small town of 1,600 people.
Well, like I said, do you start giving refunds back to the citizens starting today for the money that would have been doled out to a police department that now doesn't exist except with a figurehead?
Aaron in Kingsville. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
So
I've got three things that I can answer that you guys have been talking about.
Sure.
So the Robert's Rules of Order saying you were saying about the comments.
Yeah.
A lot of places put those at the end so that they can record them and address them the next meeting. And it also alleviates some disruption to meetings because people get upset and say things at comment portions of meetings. So they put them at the end so that they can get the rest of the meeting done prior to that.
Hey, Aaron, can I politely disagree with you?
Okay, that's fine.
And here's why. Most people don't have a clue what's coming up at the next meeting of the city council.
Right.
The preview, if you will, I don't know what the other word is for. The agenda has not been released many times. In a town like Garden City, Missouri, which meets the first Tuesday of every month, I would imagine anything could pop up in that amount of time. For example, the firing of the entire police department. And so when they meet next, which will be roughly in 3 weeks, okay, everybody in that town or a lot of people in that town are going to have something to say about the police department being canned. And they're going to have to wait until the end of that meeting. Now, some of these meetings go on ad nauseum and might even include an executive session. So people who have busy lives who are not members of the city council may end up sitting in that room for 3 or 4 hours before they're allowed to publicly comment to the very people for whom they are the boss.
So let me clarify that for you. It's not that they can't get up and say something during the meeting when they are talking about a certain subject. The comment section is what I heard the person speak about on the radio was,
okay,
for, you know, what is going on, you know, with this issue? Why did the McDonald's close and suddenly open,
right,
whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's more what I was meaning of, you know, people wanting to put their input in of a new topic. Old topics are normally discussed during the meeting.
Yeah, I'm talking about the public comment section at the beginning of many county commission or city council meetings where they, you know, do the Pledge of Allegiance, they approve the minutes from the week or month prior, and then they say, we now open it up for public comment, and every person usually gets roughly 3 to 5 minutes to comment based on how many people have filed a request.
Correct, and that just depends on how your meeting structure is set up. Mm-hmm. So another issue that was brought up was that cops resting their hands on their guns. One, they do that out of habit and comfort. They can't put their hands in their pockets. They walk up to a car not knowing what's in the car or who's in the car. So it's just a comfort thing to them. And the third, on why small towns like this, I know of four in the metro area that have done similar things, or why this is happening, is one is money. Where can you cut out a large chunk of money by getting rid of cop cars and salaries? Or, you know, vehicles and salaries the quickest, the police department. That's not right. And then it's also a power struggle. If they are not getting along with the chief or someone else in the administration in the police department, you get rid of them by removing their power, by either getting rid of their entire police staff or them. Depending on how it's set up, they may not be able to get rid of the chief, but they may be able to get rid of his employees, therefore taking his power away.
Yes, but, and I agree with everything you just said, I do not think that is something a town can do unilaterally. I just don't. There's no way.
Well, they just did.
Someone can just decide to get rid of a police department. There's a bylaw somewhere that says you can't do that.
Well, there was not a city council meeting, so where did the order come from? The last city council meeting...
And this would not be able to be something they did in closed session, Scott. There's no way that that is legal.
Well, they
I'm
would
not
argue,
saying they
well,
didn't
now,
do
wait
it.
A minute, Dana. They would say it was a personnel decision, which is handled in executive session.
A personnel decision, yes, would be, we are disciplining Scott Parks because he roughed up a rebel rouser in a bar while in the uniform of this fine city. Absolutely agreed. That is closed session. You can go do that after the fact. They have, in essence, gotten rid of an entire city department that is funded by taxpayers. You cannot hide behind those rules when you do something like
that.
Did
you say that the city council in Garden City, Missouri meets on the first Tuesday of every month?
Yeah.
That would have been November 6th, so 8 days ago, a week ago from last night.
Sure.
So who made this decision? Because this decision came 8 days after the fact.
Correct.
If there was an executive session, even if there was just an executive session last Tuesday, a week ago last night.
We would have heard about this prior to
it
now.
It would have gotten out.
Correct.
And even in that small town, because word spreads fast in a small country town, we wouldn't be waiting until Wednesday the week following to find this out. So who unilaterally then made this decision?
Well, there's only five of them.
The mayor? And does the mayor have that authority without the city council? Jennifer in Cass County. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I live in Cass County. I live in a very small town in Cass County, but I've been involved in covering a lot of council meetings in various towns in Cass County. I've never had the pleasure of covering Garden City, so I can't say exactly how they're run. But my gut feeling on this one is it was a mayor and city administrator kind of decision. It is almost entirely, I would guarantee, based on budget, because over half of these small towns' budgets are for police-type work. And if they're looking for a place to cut it, that's where they're going to cut it. As far as the safety of the town, again, I live in a very small town. It's about a third the size of Garden City. And we have one off-duty guy who comes and, quote-unquote, volunteers in his own car and kind of just runs, you know, the street with his car, just making sure everybody's not, you know, being dumb out there. But we have a group, I guess. I'm not sure how many. I know at least two Cass County sheriffs who are designated for our town.
Yeah.
So I imagine that's probably what is going to happen. And having covered a lot of the police blotters that come out of Cass County Sheriff's Office, they already cover a lot of stuff down there.
Well, and so that's my guess, Jennifer, but here's a question I have for anyone at the Cass County Sheriff's Department. Were you given a courtesy heads up that, by the way, we're shutting the doors here and now you have to patrol this place because we don't have anybody? I'm guessing they weren't.
Right.
All right. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for the call. Cody in Garden City, Missouri. Hello, Cody.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
I'm a little taken aback by the whole thing. So we found out, obviously, whenever everyone else found out. My main concern is, like what Dana was saying earlier, I've already paid my tax dollars for this. I pay my tax dollars for protection, and where am I going to get it now? Because, you know, from what I understand, Cass County, you know, the sheriff's office will be taken over, but they're 15 minutes away if they're in their office.
Cody, I was just going to ask you, when you dial 911, okay, did that used to route to the little city storefront police department, or did it route you to Cass County?
Well, it routes to Cass County, and then they will immediately route it back here to Garden City. And from what I understand now, you know, they always say, you know, Garden City was already covered by the sheriff's office anyways, but I have lived here a good while, and I have never once seen a Cass County deputy's car through this city. I've only seen the local ones, and I guess we won't be seeing those anymore, but I have never seen a Cass County sheriff's office car.
Cody, we have 20 seconds because we got to get moving. What are you and your fellow citizens going to do about it, if anything?
Well, I'll be there at the next meeting. I know a good chunk of us will. Luckily, you know, it's a little town. Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
We're all a little irate about it.
And I want to know, Cody, and I know we got to get, what is the crime in Garden City? I don't want to hazard a guess, but I can probably guess. If you have crime, what is it?
It's going to be drugs.
Yeah, that was my guess.
And now all these people are going to come out of the woodwork now that literally everybody in the metro knows we don't have a sheriff or a police officer anymore.
All right, man. Hey, good luck. Do appreciate the call. 576-7798.
Dana right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 in Colburn Road. Check out all of their new cars on that lot, all of their used cars. They have great deals on both. And please remember, as the weather is turning bad, if you are in the market for a loaded car with a ton of wonderful safety features, you need to check out the new Volkswagens. Look at the Atlas, look at the Tiguan, look at the Apple Play system in those cars that allows you to plug your phone in, set it down, for real, set it down, and let the car do the work for you. I love the backup cameras in those cars. I love the side impact alert system that will let you know if someone is coming up behind you on your left side, on your right side, in your blind spot. I absolutely love the new Volkswagens, especially for younger drivers, because they are loaded with safety features. And that is so important as we head into the winter months here in Kansas City. Head on in, Volkswagen Lee Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road. Ask to see Christina. Tell her to show you that Atlas I've been driving around. You will love that Atlas. You can also check out their inventory online, vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
All right, we're going to wrap this up right now. If we do hear from the mayor, Daryl Cantrell, you said his name? Daniel Cantrell of Garden City, Missouri. Dana is trying to reach out to you on Facebook so that we can figure out what the heck is going on in your little town.
He did post, some really tough decisions had to be made tonight. I am sad. Please pray. And this was overnight, he posted.
Okay, so he obviously was in on the decisions.
Right. And if this is him and if that is accurate, and it says, and I'm just going to quote directly here from his page, prayers, please, ugly, hard decisions had to be made tonight. I am sad. Okay. Ugly, hard decisions had to be made tonight. So that was last night, Tuesday night. You know, maybe there was a regular, it wouldn't have been a regular city council meeting.
No, not that I'm aware of. Let's go to Nick in Clinton. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Scott. How you doing, man?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
Hey, this isn't unusual. I live in Henry County, Missouri. I drive through Garden City every day on my way to my job in Kansas City. And in Henry County, our sheriff is actually the main law enforcement in Windsor, Missouri, and Calhoun, Missouri. They disbanded the police department. There's no chief of police, nothing. They ended up contracting with the county sheriff to provide law enforcement. It's not just random patrols. There's actually a deputy assigned to the town.
Okay. Only for Daniel Cantrell, because that's the only time we're going to continue with this. If the mayor of Garden City, Missouri would care to call in, you will be, I assure you, treated with respect and dignity and kindness. But I have a million questions for you. Not a million, but maybe 500,000. So if your name is Daniel Cantrell and you are the mayor of Garden City, Missouri, 576-7798, either side of the state line, you can use 816 or 913. 576-7798. And we're looking to hear from the real Daniel Cantrell, the mayor of Garden City, Missouri, we believe. It's hard to figure out because you guys have not updated your webpage in a very long time, sir. Very long time. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
CNN versus the White House. More next.
Call me, guys, at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Not just for landscape, hardscape, irrigation. If you need your irrigation system properly shut down and winterized, my guys at Lightning will do that. And that's really important to do here now as the temperatures have dropped. But did you also know that for more than 25 years, Lightning Landscape and Irrigation has been a full-service landscape, lawn, and irrigation contractor at the Lake of the Ozarks? They do so many of those houses out there. If you need a custom-made fire pit in block or stone and mortar, if you need them to landscape your patio, your retaining walls, call them now and get your spring 2019 lake work scheduled before the rush next year. They also specialize in pumps and sprinkler systems for the lake. They will take care of your lake property. You just go down to the lake and have a good time. If you're getting ready to shut down the lake house, give my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation a call with an A-plus BBB rating, 913-441-3900, 913-441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com.
3:30 in Kansas City. I'm Will Sterrett. President Trump's administration contends it has broad discretion to regulate press access to the White House as it fends off a legal challenge from CNN and other outlets over the revocation of reporter Jim Acosta's hard pass. In a legal filing ahead of the hearing on CNN's request for a temporary restraining order to restore Acosta's access, the government argues it was, quote, lawful to punish Acosta for his behavior during a contentious press conference with the president last week. Police in KCK say a one-year-old child was hurt in a shooting last night. The baby hit in the leg when someone fired a number of rounds into a house near 13th and Central. Happened about 10:45 last night. The baby left with a broken femur. The baby's father arrested because of a drug warrant. Traffic and weather together next. It's 3:31.
Hey, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them a couple, 3 years ago, and man, hello. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917, beg your pardon. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word Parks in the search bar, you will get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now just $49.99. Order now, and here's what you get. 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company with more than 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef. And again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type Parks in the search and add the family gift package to your cart. omahasteaks.com.
We have fair weather conditions in place for the rest of today. High pressure nose again across the central plains. High temperature trying to climb a little bit back into the upper 30s. And then we're falling to about 24 tonight, mostly clear. Plenty of sunshine for tomorrow and for Friday, too. Temperatures continue to climb a little. Mid-40s by Thursday afternoon and low 50s Friday. Increasing clouds by Saturday, the high back to the low 40s. We have a chance for a little mix of rain and snow by late day. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
41 downtown, 42 in Tonganoxie, and 42 as well at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Telephone number here, my friends, is 576-7798. Story here from the Kansas City Star. A Merriam restaurant owner has been sentenced to federal prison after he submitted fake proof to the government purportedly showing that he was paying his workers minimum wage. Yong Lin, who is the 39-year-old owner of China Garden Restaurant in Merriam, was sentenced to 10 months in federal prison after he pleaded guilty to one count of falsifying records submitted to the U.S. Department of Labor. Lin of Overland Park owned the China Garden Buffet restaurant at 58th and Antioch. He admitted in his plea that a federal investigation found that he was not complying with the Fair Labor Standards Act because he didn't pay overtime for employees working more than 40 hours. Lin, listen to this. This is where it gets really bad.
I want to talk about this.
Lin agreed to pay the back wages, okay? A subsequent investigation found he was feigning compliance by paying his servers minimum wage and then requiring them to cash their checks and return the money to him.
Oh, my gosh!
That, yeah, we were watching this story last night on Channel 5. That's exactly what Kelly said. Oh, my gosh! He got busted, right?
Good.
Yeah, he got popped by the federal government. He ran China Garden Restaurant. Then, in a deal with the government, he agreed to pay everybody back for all the hours they had actually worked over 40 hours a week. Then, when he thought the government was off his back, the way I understand the story, he would pay you minimum wage, which is what, $7.25 or $7.50, whatever it is?
Or lower if it's a restaurant, Scott.
Well, but I understand what you're saying. But, so let's say, Dana, you worked 40 hours this week. I give you a check based on your $7.50 an hour, whatever it is,
right,
with the taxes taken out. You would then go cash that check. And if you want to stay employed, you have to bring the money back to me, and I'll give you some of it back. Yeah.
Who finally blew the whistle?
I don't know.
I'm going to carefully ask a question in a careful way that does not paint with a broad brush, but I think a lot of people have this question in their minds. So don't skewer me for asking what I feel like a lot of people wonder.
How do you know that people who might be here illegally are being paid what they technically are owed? That's what you're trying to say.
You know, the biggest number of immigrants to the United States, they're not Mexican. I know that is what grabs the headlines. They are Asian.
That's right.
How I have always wondered, how do you know that there's not something hinky going on? How do you know, Scott? I don't go get my nails done routinely anymore. I switch to Color Street and I do my nails at home sometimes. So I don't go into a lot of the salons I used to. How do you know? Are they regulated? And if they are regulated, like this restaurant would have been, how do you know there's not something funky going on in the back where, like this, they're saying to these mostly younger women, you know what, you're going to pay me your wages and live on the floor of this apartment building until your visa is paid off, that kind of thing. And about 2 weeks ago in the New York Times, and I'll post it if I can find it, it was a cover story about the women you never see on the streets, and this was in New York, okay, mm-hmm. who everybody knows in this one borough, and I don't remember where, they were massage workers, okay? And police kind of looked the other way, and everybody else kind of looks the other way. What it really is the sex trade.
By massage, you mean they're massaging one region of your body.
It really is the sex trade, very thinly disguised as other things. Now, this was in New York. I don't know what, if anything, goes on like that here. But how do you know?
I don't know, Dana.
And I hope the answer is it's because it's heavily regulated. But in a city the size of, say, Kansas City, Missouri, do you really think it's regulated? I don't know.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean regulated?
Well, like, are you sure that those, how do you know that those workers are showing up there every day for?
You don't know, Dana. That's why you have to depend on the department.
15 hours.
You have to depend on the government for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish I did. But I, you're right. We do need to be a little bit careful here because we're almost inviting the stereotype caller.
And I don't want that. But on the heels of this article, and I will find it, there are a lot of young women who get caught up in that trap with the promise that you can come to America and we'll find you work and all of those things. And I just want to know that everyone is there because they want to be there and they're making money to be there. And, you know, they're all those things because they're mostly young women.
Yeah. I mean, there are without a doubt, and I've never been able to figure it out. There are certain industries in America where, for whatever reason, people of a certain demographic are attracted to. And I don't know why. For example, when you go to get your nails done, and I know what you're trying to not say because you think it's politically incorrect, but I'll say it. The stereotype is that the majority of women who do your nails are from Asia. That the majority of people who do your landscaping or mow your grass are from Mexico. Let's just say it and quit dogging around the bush here.
Okay.
That is a simple fact. Now, I don't know if they are legally here or illegally here. That's the government's business, not mine.
This is from immigrationresearch.org. For the workers and owners of these salons, it is long hours, low hourly pay, fierce competition from literally every corner of the block, and health problems from inhaling toxic chemicals like acetone and acrylic on a daily basis.
576-7798. What do you do about it? You don't know that these people are here legally or illegally. And I know many of you have strong opinions on both sides of that line. I'm not looking to turn this into an illegal immigration debate. But I'm sure at some point in the last year, you have had a service performed for you or for your home or whatever, for your business. And that work has been done by somebody who is in the country illegally. How do you know that they are at least being paid fairly for the work that you hired the company to do? Or do you just not care? I don't care. Got my roof done real good. It's not my problem if they paid them a fair wage or not. Or at least the wage that they're legally required to pay them for doing work in this country. Screw them. All right. You know, that Chinese food was delicious. I really don't care if the backline cook was here legally or illegally, if he got paid his legitimate wage or not. None of my business. That crab rangoon was delicious. 576-7798. I have been so impressed with the Kia Sportage that I'm driving around in right now from Olathe Kia. I'm telling you, you will be too. Because when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability. And that's what I'm getting from the Kia Sportage. That's what you'll find when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and it is a rating well-earned. It does not stop there. Both Olathe Kia and Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. My Kia Sportage is fantastic. You get more for the money. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, reverse camera, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. The kids love that. And when it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Olathe Subaru now has exclusive adventure series, upgraded interior, lift kit, alloy wheels with aggressive off-road tread, roof crossbars and basket, fog lights, and so much more. You can check out all the cars at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru, olathekia.com, olathesubaru.com online. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Dana right here for Dr. Tague in the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. The holidays are right around the corner. What are you waiting for? Give Dr. Tague a call. Walk in those doors and get your free consultation. Medically managed weight loss. That's what it's all about, with a real medical doctor who will help you every step of the way on your weight loss journey. You are going to love Dr. Tague, his incredibly supportive staff, the top of the line vitamins, meal replacements that I bring to work with me still to this day. Doesn't matter. You want to lose 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds or more. Let Dr. Tague help you get to the bottom of your weight loss struggle. It's going to be different for everybody. That's what he does. 913-814-8222 for a program tailored just for you. 913-814-8222 or TagueNutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long I keep singing the same old song. I'm going back to Kansas City.
Let's get to the phones. Matt in Waldo, my friend. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Doing quite well. Thank you, man.
Hey, I just wanted to make the point that my guess is the reason he was having them pay was the people who bring... If they're illegal, is the people who bring illegal immigrants over from Asia are usually called snakeheads, and usually it costs like $10,000 a person to bring them. So they have to work that off in either the sex trade or sweatshops or doing jobs like this. And my guess is the guy fronted the money for that, and that's why having them pay him back. And part of the deal that was probably worked out was, okay, I'll go to jail, but don't charge me $10,000 a person for however X many aliens I have. That, I think, is what the current fine is. It's like $10,000 or $12,000 a person if you're bringing illegal immigrants into the country to work. It may be something else, I don't know, but that's generally what's usually behind this. And whoever probably turned him in probably said, please don't deport me, but this is what's happening.
I have a question, Matt, and I've always wondered this. Why do you think there's an uproar over immigration from the South, immigrants coming up from the South, and we never hear any uproar about immigration from Asia, even though they represent statistically and always have the largest group of immigrants to the United States?
I looked that up. That's not true. But China is the I was under the same impression. Fastest growing group of immigrants coming to the United States. Mexico still is. Roughly 50%, but for the first time last year, Mexican immigration fell below the 50% threshold. So they used to be the majority. Now they, like all the other immigrant groups, illegal immigrant groups, are in the minority technically.
Do you have any idea why, Matt, with one group, that's where everyone focuses their energy? But it, and you know, we know that with Asia, this can be, not exclusively, but can be tied to the sex trade. I never hear anything about it.
Well, the part of it is A, we had immigrants coming up across our southern borders for years and years because they were coming from economic trouble, violence, whatever. Usually, Asian issues were more West Coast thing, or even coastal. So it wasn't in our area. It wasn't so much, and it was there. It's become more and more of an issue. Probably the next group that's going to come in is a lot of immigrants from Africa. I used to live in a place where they had meatpacking plants, and you would see by the type, oddly enough, by the type of restaurant, what groups were working. Laotians happened to work, speaking of Asian immigrants, at a beef packing plant at that time, and more Asian restaurants were beginning to open up, Vietnamese and Laotian. Now, apparently, a lot of people that work in meatpacking plants come from places like Somalia, Sudan. So you see people coming from India, forgive the politically incorrect stereotypical thing, but buying up hotels and stuff, moving out to places like Nebraska, Kansas, and whatnot.
Care to guess, Matt, just to stop you there for a second, because you mentioned Kansas, I was just reading a fascinating story in the New York Times, actually, during the break. There were a handful of states that last year saw a decrease, not in illegal immigration, but a decrease in the number of illegal immigrants that live in that particular state. Would you care to guess two of them?
In Kansas?
Kansas was one. Kansas was a state that had a lower population of illegal immigrants in 2017 than it did in 2016. The one that shocked me, California.
Yeah, both of them have, though, what you would call anti-immigration apparatus in them.
All right. Let me just stop you there because I want to get
Thank you for the call. It's a good one.
I want to get to Gil in St. Joe before we get to the news. Hello, Gil.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Now, I was laying down taking a nap, but I said, look at the clock. It's getting close to 4:20, so I got to get up, you know. I got to be ready for 4:20.
Yeah, yeah. We got it. We got the joke.
Hey, as far as the legal, the other guys, yeah, a lot of people, to my understanding, I may be wrong. I'm not the brightest bulb on the tree, of course, you know, but a lot of immigrants, they pay people to bring them in, and they got to work off the price that they paid to bring them in. Unfortunately, though, they never get it paid off. You know what I'm saying?
Correct. They just never drags get it paid on off. And on and on and on.
Yeah, and it's such a shame. It's, you know, it's just wrong. But, you know, I mean, these are the times we live in. What can I say? What can I say? You know, what is the answer? I don't know. You got America brings in these people, you know, to work. They're illegals and all that. They want to come to America because America's a great place to live. But, you know, I don't have all the answers.
Are you sure it's not 4:20 already at your house?
Do what?
Gil, nothing.
Gil, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Here are some of the questions to ask. If you think someone is being victimized. Now, how many of us would actually sit down and have this conversation? I don't know.
I already know the question in advance and the answer is none.
Can you leave your job if you want to? Can you come and go as you please?
Probably not.
Do you live with your employer? Where do you sleep and eat? And are you in debt to your employer?
Here's one that would make it very difficult to leave. Do you speak English? And I'm not trying to be sarcastic or snide, but imagine you come from, say, China or Mexico, right, even, and you do not speak any English. The only people that you know that speak your language are basically the people that you have surrounded yourself with, which is to say your employer,
correct,
with whom you may have to work something off.
Here's the last one. Do you have your passport? And if you don't,
no,
who does?
Does
your employer have your passport?
Sound a little terrifying, though.
They are terrifying.
No, but I mean, like, if someone was asking you those things, you would be like, get away from me, rapist.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to take me and hide me in a basement somewhere?
Right.
Basically,
right.
Yes.
Because, I mean, that's it's just, like, I understand what you're saying, but I cannot imagine saying those things to someone without being arrested at the end of it.
Well, I have a couple questions, and we'll just continue this on for just a little bit longer. We've gotten into a weird habit today of starting a conversation at the bottom of the hour, and then, of course, it carries on over past the top of the hour, which is not how we typically do things around here. But I have a point to make when we get back, and it reminded me of a caller that we had, I believe, 3 years ago, Dana, on this show, who was very, very anti-illegal immigration until she needed to hire somebody.
Oh, well, that's universal here.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, incoming leadership speaks up. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks, my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done some unbelievable transformations for people who are unhappy with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. I know there are moms out there, and you've put everything ahead of yourself. Now the kids are grown up, they're out of the house. It is your turn to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Don't be embarrassed anymore. Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. It's a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.